Welcome back to Under the Training Book, America's best and top-rated podcast. That's a fact set down by Alternative Facts Weekly, one of the leading publications in the world. For this podcast, I want to dip down in the mailbag real quick for a couple of comments on some things. Starting out with a comment that I need to stop slurping so much, or edited it out, you know, because people don't want to hear that. Well, I don't give a fuck, because this is a health thing, and I'd like to stop slurping too, because you know what? Swallowing spit all day kind of makes you want to throw up. But, and second was, someone was telling me that they think this is a bad idea because the podcasts aren't very good quality and stuff. Me podcasting in general was for me to address some issues, and this is just another way for me to address an issue. Otherwise, I'd just come home and not talk or anything else, and that's not good. I'm never going to get used to these teeth unless I learn to talk with them in and do it regularly, because I really don't talk to anybody at work. I just have my headphones in and try to drown out the stupid that's around me. But, so, yeah, there's that. And the other thing was, somebody was saying, well, do you have to rant and cuss, and do you have to say this and be so political, and fuck you, yes, Trump's a piece of shit. What else did you want me to say? That's it. My speech therapist, who's also a friend of mine, by the way, she's a speech therapist, and she's telling me things I should do. She said I should, since I'm doing these, which she thinks is a good idea, she thinks, like, one night I should do more just talking, and then I should read also another night. So, I'm going to read poems like I was doing before from old collections, but I'm going to read some here from my collection, Gods Left in the Trash. And this first poem's called A1A. It's an A1A sound in my mind, thinking about packing away my beer and going blind. The sounds are sad songs and details of the nationwide crime. I dig my fingernails into my fists and wish I could help with the pain. Enough wasted senseless to keep a crazy man sane. Why'd I have to be at this time someone who cares about the way that they are feeling? God, how can there be any healing in this mess? It is easier, so much easier, to say who cares and walk to your car and kiss your home. But who of us can? Who of us walks away from the pain? Who cannot see? I can turn off the world from me, but I cannot ever not see the pain, because God has helped me, I'm sane. Come on down, sing alongside us, angels. Come, citizens of heaven, and be human for a day. Come out of the forest, those who hide from reality. Come out and help you who only judge immorality. This is what it means to be sane. Having your heart sink is what it means to be sane. It must all be about the pain. But I've never been able to understand the simple anyway. So that's a poem. That's a poetry. Fuck me. That's a poem from a short story collection I did a few years ago called God's Left in the Trash. And I'll do another one next, one of these tomorrow night. So, another thing I wanted to mention about doing these Under the Training Book episodes during this time when I'm adjusting to my new teeth and stuff is I also might do some bare bones ones, which wouldn't even have music or anything like that. And any editing whatsoever, even like a truncate thing for silence, those would be like on the go ones I might do and stuff, and post those through the Podbean app. But as I said before, use your voice any way you can, and help out those who need it. Remind yourself of your privilege you have in situations where you can help others. And tell people fuck you as much as you can. In any way you can. If you have to do it in a subversive way, do it. There's all kinds of ways to say fuck you to people without just doing it to their face. Protect you. Protect those around you. Protect strangers who need you. So, I'll see y'all later. This is a really short one. Bye. I wanna renaissance to shine a light.
the change we want. Set things right. We've been waiting in the dark for so long. Oh, an awakening in my heart. Hear the angels sing and shine a spark. We've been sleeping in the dark for so long. But I I wanna